What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another Point Four podcast. Today we got a guest. His name is Sebi. Sebi,
what's up?
And of course, as always, it's me, Lee, with my co-host Casey.
What's up, everybody?
Today we're gonna be talking about some young stars. We're gonna be talking about the best 10, our best 10 in the East individually. So who wants to start off? I say we be cordial and let our guests go
first. Of course, guests first.
All right.
So how we're gonna do this is we're gonna start with 10. We'll go around the way we're sitting. It'll be Sebi, me, Lee, and we'll start with our 10. Then we'll go 9.
We'll count down from ten.
10
to is
1.
Gonna be our least best, yep. And then our number 1 is the best.
Also an honorable mention. Sorry,
we'll start with the honorable mention. we're gonna start with the honorable mention.
Yes. I mean, yeah.
Look at how
our honorable mention basically is like our number 11.
Yeah.
Someone that didn't quite make the list.
Look at how well put together we are doing this right now instead of before the podcast. But whatever.
That's how we do this.
But, all right, Sebi.
All right, so my honorable mention is Andre Drummond.
Ooh.
I like Drummond. I like Drummond a lot, but the thing is, the thing that took him off my top 10, I know it's obvious, he can't really hit free throws.
I mean, he did better this past
year. I was just about to say that. You know, like, he did do better this year. I mean, but the thing is, I don't know if he kind of matches up with the big man that I got here. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Right.
So, like, my number 10, Kemba Walker.
Kemba Walker.
That is interesting. Kemba Walker. I love Kemba, too.
It
is very interesting. He's a great player. He can shoot for. He can create space. He can shoot for himself. I just think he'd need a star. Mm-hmm. You know, just one star with him. Something
you got
to help
Dwight.
Him.
Yeah, because they didn't do bad.
I mean, Dwight's not really a star anymore, though.
Dwight's not
right
his prime.
Now.
Dwight's
right now, Orlando Dwight easily they're a top 3-4 in the East.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
I think I'm my bad.
No.
I think why they couldn't really take it as far as I think they could have. Is because of the role players. I didn't think they who did they have, like Michael Carter Williams, like
Malik Monk.
You know? Yeah, Malik didn't get a lot of playing time though.
Yeah.
Real quick. Do you want to just go down all the way, or do you want to go like 11 and then do everybody's 11 at once?
Oh.
And compare it.
I do.
I
like
just
that.
Thought of that. That
we
might
should
be,
do that. Yeah.
That might be better. So
I like that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. We're terrible, but this is how we do it.
You know?
This is how we do it.
It's just
we're not well put together. That describes our lives.
Yeah. So someone so Casey just hit your 11 and 10 because I did that.
Yeah.
You too, Leah.
So my honorable mentions actually it's funny because mine is Blake Griffin. Another Piston. I think he's a pretty good player. He does get a little bit of a hit for getting some credits on not being a good teammate. I've heard some stuff about that. And
honestly,
if you think about it, the Pistons, you think would have been better when they added him than what they were. But I still think he's a really good player, and he can be pretty dominant when he's on fire. So and then I got Kemba Walker at 10 as well. So pretty much for the exact same reason Sebi said. He's a great player. He just hasn't had much help to be able to accomplish much.
Yeah.
Great player, just nothing to really show for it yet.
Yeah. So my honorable mention is actually Kemba.
Okay.
All right. I
love Kemba. It's very similar to what you guys said. He's one of my favorite players, just getting to watch him. One of the most exciting players
right.
to me in the
But
East.
Like, what's your reason for him not being in your top 10?
I wouldn't say it's exactly what you guys said where he hasn't gotten help. I just don't think it's because they haven't won a lot.
Okay. Yeah,
and
it's fair.
You know,
but I haven't won a lot because he hasn't.
But I'm not gonna put that all on him not having help. To me, you guys saying help is like he needs another star, which is kind of what you said. To me, I feel like he just needs better role players.
I can see that. Yeah,
because he can make other people better, but it's like the people that he has right now is like Nicholas Batum. Like, he's getting old. Like, like I just told you, too, Michael Carter Williams. Like, all right, you know, he can do the most, but it's not really going to get them to the playoffs.
Come on, Jordan. What's going on with these Hornets? Come on.
He's not the GM. He's not the GM anymore.
Yeah, he's the owner.
Right, he still has,
own him?
Yeah, he still has part ownership. But so my number 10 is Ben Simmons. Me and Sebi kind of went over this before the podcast. And my thing with it is that he just has to get his shooting game better.
For sure.
And I'll be fine with him. He'll be like maybe in my top 6, top 5. But otherwise, right now, I feel like that's what killed them going against the Celtics, is that
that game he had 1 point.
He didn't perform.
If you're a star on your team, you gotta come up big in those games.
If you're not doing good for yourself, you gotta make everyone else better. And he wasn't able to do that too. He was shut down.
Yeah. My biggest thing is he had a hell of a rookie year. He was great. He was great. But we still have yet to see that. Yeah, we still have
rookie year in quotations. Quote unquote
rookie year. His first full season.
There we go.
We still have yet to see, you know, how he pans out. That's why I didn't include him in my top 10. Yeah. He is a great player, and I think he's definitely got the potential. He's probably got the potential to be top 10 in the league, not just East. In a couple years. Yeah. So, you know, but I'm giving him a little bit of time yet. I want to see if he can develop at least somewhat of a shooting game.
Yeah. That may be. You know, at least a mid-range.
Exactly.
If he had a mid-range,
something.
He's going to be dead-eye, man.
Yep.
Deadly.
Because they play the pick and roll game so well.
And it's going to be easy to pick and roll off that spot because it's just a thicker area than like a three.
Yep.
You know, like Steph, he can pick and roll off the key, but you can't really do a pick and roll on the sides.
Yep. Right, exactly.
All right, so who is your nine?
My nine, Kevin Love.
Kevin Love, all
right. Kevin Love. I'm loving it right now. Kevin Love, he's a consistent guy. He had a couple injuries this past season, and he wasn't like all the way there 100%. But when Kevin Love is there 100%, you can count on him rebounding, scoring. He can pass the ball.
Yep.
Remember that game against the Warriors where he had 20 rebounds and 20 points?
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. Like, how another star is playing with LeBron, it's hard to get your minutes like how you want them. It's hard to get your scoring like you want it. Because he's LeBron.
Exactly.
And then if you can make your own shots like that, like, it's in the low post, but, I mean, he's only, like, 6'10". He's playing center.
Yeah.
Right.
Against bigger guys, and he can still dominate down there. It's crazy. You know?
He's very
versatile, because he can hit the three. He can shoot the mid-range. He can go down low. Whatever you need him to do, he'll do.
Great passer, like
he's a great passer too.
His biggest knock on him would definitely be his defense. I mean, that's his biggest knock.
Yeah, but he can play defense, though.
No. He can keep somebody in front of him, but as soon as they go past, it's done.
Over. Yeah,
it's done.
But the thing is, I'll never forget when the Cavs beat the Warriors in the finals. Steph Curry had that chance to tie it after Kyrie hit that shot, or to go up one or something like that, close to that, and. Who was guarding him?
Kevin Love.
And who blocked it? Kevin Love.
Yeah.
That's true.
I'm saying, he can play defense. It's just like more of a, do I want it? You know what I'm saying? It's not like, does he want it or does he not want to do it?
But that and like a limited.
He needs to want it more.
I think it's kind of limited defense. Like, just in the fact that, like, his size and speed doesn't exactly.
That's a fair thing to say.
That doesn't match. And a lot of the bigs right now have.
So it's not like. It's not like Harden where sometimes you're just like, dude, are you even trying? It's more like he's trying, but it's physically.
He knows his limits.
Exactly.
Yeah, if he can keep someone in front of him, it's over.
Yep.
But if he can't, it's also over.
Yeah.
Right. But like the reason that I have him at nine, at least right now, is those injuries. I feel like if he could have stayed healthy, he would have definitely.
They were major setbacks.
I know, but the thing is, they were kind of setbacks for him because. He wasn't as consistent as he usually is.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of people forget how he played in Minnesota, too.
Yeah,
because he was good.
Yeah, man.
He was good in Minnesota, and people forget about that.
When
you're playing with LeBron, that's what happens.
There's a reason why you traded Andrew Wiggins away to get someone like Kevin Love.
Right. Exactly.
Okay, so you're next.
All right.
With your number.
My number nine is going to be Gordon Hayward. I feel like... really good player. He was great with the Jazz. He was more of a number one option with them. So I feel like we saw that more than we're probably going to see it with Boston. My biggest thing with him not being any higher is that Tatum filled in his role really well.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I don't know what's going to end up happening with Hayward this year, and I know we're going to get into that later, so I'm not going to get too much into that one. He still deserves the role because he's a great player. He's an average 20 points per game or more. You know, he's a good scorer. And
talk about Hayward still?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's an all-star, man.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? He's an all-star.
So he deserves a top 10 spot. He's not very high for me because, I think he's still got quite a bit to show yet. But he's got the potential for sure too. He's still not that old yet. How old is he?
No, he's like mid-20s.
Yeah, no, not mid-20s. He's in late. He's like 28.
Yeah, 27, 28 or something like that.
He was drafted just a little bit after Derrick Rose, and Derrick Rose is...
And we'll have to see how he comes off the injury too, because an injury like that is a tough one to come off of.
That's a big thing. A broken foot. Right? It was the foot. Yeah. Something like that. It's crazy.
It was nasty.
Had he made that alley-oop, he would have dunked on LeBron.
Right, but he also would have broken his foot.
Yeah, exactly.
No, had he got the oop, he wouldn't have gotten injured.
Oh, okay, right. I see what you're saying. But imagine getting that oop, dunking on LeBron, and then breaking your foot.
At least he would have got the points. So my number 9 is Victor Oladipo. Got all the love in the world for Vic.
I like that.
You don't like that, Casey?
Well, you got him pretty low.
That's what I'm saying, though.
But listen. I love Vic. I love when he was with OKC. I was sad to see him go. And he did great for the Pacers this year. They took it to 7 games against the Cavs, right?
Yep.
But he really led that team. Really led that team.
For sure.
I guess LeBron James and the Cavs, yeah.
At the end of the day, though, they didn't make it past the first round. They had a hard task, but they didn't make it past the first round.
I just got goosebumps thinking about that. I'm not even lying. I literally just got goosebumps. Shot around my back.
They should.
That at the end, it was kind of like they gave up. But, you know, it happened.
I know Victor didn't, but...
Victor didn't.
You could see it in Miles Turner's face.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
I'm looking forward to seeing more of Vic.
Yeah,
I am too. Especially what he said again when after the game to his trainer. He's like, "So when are we starting?" Literally 16 minutes after the game ended.
Yep.
When are we starting?
Yeah, and then what I told you.
I love his mindset.
The guy has an incredible work ethic. I love that about people.
Yep.
I love
that's one Kobe, of the first Kobe, things I look for in a
Kobe,
player.
Kobe says that you can have a great year, a great couple of years, but you'll fall off if you don't have that work ethic.
Yep.
You gotta be a gym rat.
Right. From legend. Because someone can have that, like, natural talent, but as soon as that starts decreasing because of the years that you put on your body, it's like, it's over with you. You don't try to keep that mental game up, that just consistency. Because there's other ways that you can impact the game, but.
Right. Yeah.
Instead of just athletic ability alone. But yeah, number 9, Vic. Love him, but he's at my 9.
My eight. Kyle Lowry.
Ooh, I like Kyle too.
Interesting pick. Also, might be traded somewhere else, so we don't know if he's going to stay in the East. Yeah. But as of now, he's in the East, so he's on my list.
I think he's going to stay.
I hope. Well, I mean, it's not up to him, obviously. And we obviously know that the Toronto's organization isn't really truthful with what they say.
Yeah,
not too worried about that.
So, Kyle Lowry is a great point guard, he's a good leader. He's a fun guy to be around, which means he's obviously going to be a good teammate.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a lot to say because, I mean, his game really speaks for himself.
He's really the guy that was keeping that system going.
Because he's a great facilitator, you know.
That's interesting. We talked about that
Look at how DeRozan and him, like, worked. DeRozan was alone in Toronto, and he was kind of like the point guard. Not really. He was that shooting guard, but he brought the ball up. You know, who else did they have, you know?
Yeah. I mean, the thing with Kyle, too, even, like, when DeRozan wasn't around, it was just Kyle on the court. He could still facilitate the ball
exactly,
so well.
Yeah.
And that's why he's one of my favorite
players. I like Kyle Lowry a lot. You know, he's a good player.
Yeah, I like Lowry. Yeah, I feel like DeRozan was more the face
of
the organization, but, like, Lowry was always there.
Well, the thing is, you could tell he was a great teammate because he knows this is really DeRozan's team.
Yeah.
I'm a star and an all-star, but I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was.
You know?
He's perfect.
That's how you get around.
Lowry's never gotten near the credit that DeRozan got for that team.
No problem. And not saying I'm not knocking DeRozan.
Yeah,
I'm not knocking DeRozan. No, because I love the guy.
He's a great player too.
I feel really bad for him that he got lied to.
Yeah, Lee's not.
It's to his face.
I'm not a DeRozan fan.
Okay, that's fine.
But and by the way, I've never looked at the Raptors like DeRozan is this. Like now, I'm seeing it like how much. He really meant to the Raptors?
Not just to the Raptors. To that city, Toronto.
To Toronto.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, for sure. Nobody wanted to play in Toronto. Steve Nash, he's Canadian. I don't want to play there.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just saying this last week.
Toronto, I mean, Who wants to play in Toronto? Yeah,
this is my. These were very similar to what I said last
week. I mean, what else do they have? Drake?
Cold weather.
Drake?
That's it.
Snow?
That's it. But I've
Toronto,
always
looked, like, embraced him, and he embraced them. I've always looked at Kyle and DeRozan as, like, the star duo. Like, I felt like them together, that good. Duo was yeah, that they were face very good instead together. Of it just being DeRozan.
The only thing that really knocks them out is the Cavs.
Yep.
That's yeah. it.
They should have got more than what they got.
Like, yeah, I feel like if they would have had better role players, like you're saying with Kemba, they could have knocked up.
They had some. I mean, adding Serge was a great pickup, though.
Yeah, it was.
And Valanciunas started really doing good this year.
I like Valanciunas.
Yeah. So do I.
He started adding that three to his game.
Oh my gosh! Yeah,
he's got that C plus on 2K. but the only knock for me on Kyle Lowry and why he's so low is age. Mm. He's 32 years old.
Does well for his age, though.
Don't get me wrong. Okay, we're not talking about him like, you know, he's 37. He's about to leave. I'm just like, he's 32 years old. It's going to start winding down. It just happens.
Exactly.
You know, it's just going to happen. And it sucks because I saw him with the Rockets, you know, with Toronto. It was a great player to see. Fun to watch. But, yeah, that's my eight.
Yeah.
Your eight, Case?
Oh, at my eight, I got Kristaps Porzingis.
Ooh.
Another one where I got to see more of him before I give him much higher than that. This dude's got potential, and he was very dominant, and he was keeping the Knicks in a decent record there for a while until he went down, obviously, and he was virtually by himself. You got Cantor and a few decent players on there, but honestly, when it comes to star wise, basically by himself.
I think he could make the playoffs with that team, though.
Yeah,
you can make
fully
the
healthy. I think
team.
They could have possibly squeaked.
And his Cantor is a really good helper on there. Yeah. All he has to do is rebound, and he can score too if he wants to.
Yeah.
But Kristaps is another one where he's super versatile too.
Threes.
He's hitting threes. He's
down low.
He
doesn't
can
give
shoot
up.
And
all
he
doesn't
play.
Give up. That's all you gotta
he's
say.
He's a hustle player.
Man, and he's
I like that about
one.
Him. A 7-foot guy
he's
who
dumb.
Can hustle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of guys
he's
that will
a,
just
he's
as,
quick too.
As, yes. As soon like he will get the block on the
in
other
transition?
Side of the court. Transition. And then make the oop on the other side.
Yeah.
Like, it's great.
Am I the only one that sees like just a slight tiny bit of a KD-ish type of thing with his shooting? Like the way that he can shoot?
Yeah.
Not near as, I'm not saying
right,
on KD's
right,
level,
right, right,
near
right, right,
that
right.
level. But being that big of a guy and being able to shoot. Like
I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that because there's too many big guys that shoot. Comparing,
but not like not him. He's got that sweet stroke, and he's got it from
exactly.
the beginning. Not he's not there and be like, you know what, we're gonna develop your three. No,
he
had that.
Yeah,
that
was already part of his arsenal
from back in Europe.
Yep.
Exactly,
he had that on lock.
Yep,
I did like that from Latvia or Lithuania, one of the L's.
Wow, this is like me calling California a city.
It's either okay. No,
I know it's not.
These
I
are
just
two
wanna,
countries.
I wanted the slack taken off of me.
You tried, but it didn't.
So. At my number eight is Kyle Lowry. We just pretty much praise Kyle Lowry.
Yeah.
nice. But I guess just going more into it, he's always been one of my favorite point guards. I love watching Kyle. He makes everyone else better. He can take a team to the conference finals. I think he could take a team to the finals, not by himself. He needs at least one other star. But that's saying something in itself because I love OKC. Three stars couldn't take them past the first round.
Right.
You know, Kyle, with a shooting guard from the East, they went to the Western Conference. They went to the Eastern Conference Finals twice. That's really saying something with the role players that they had, like who Terrence Ross.
And I honestly, I like any of the point guards that still play the point guard position. Like,
yeah.
You know, what it should be.
Yep.
Not knocking anybody that
right.
doesn't, but just like,
right.
I love seeing that. Like,
yeah,
you know,
me and him got a real good appreciation for that.
I just want to say something real quick. Don't knock Terrence Ross. Because he's a really good 3-and-D player.
Inconsistent.
He can be a little inconsistent at times, but he's a good role player. I'm not talking about starter. No, he can be a really good role player.
Mm.
But that's where they had him in Toronto. They had him as a starter because they didn't have anywhere else.
Right.
So, but I'm just saying, don't knock Terrence
He could be
Ross.
A good. He could be a really good bench player.
He can. He can be. He can come off a seventh, maybe even the sixth man. You can get some good minutes. I'm sorry. I just had to say that real quick.
No, for sure.
So my six, my seven is actually two players because I couldn't really decide.
So seven and six are tied, is what you're saying?
No.
He has two at seven.
Yeah,
he has two players at seven.
Porzingis and John Wall.
Hmm.
Okay, so we're pretty close on that one.
I love Porzingis. We already went in on him. But I'm going to talk about my man John Wall. I didn't want to put him any higher, but I didn't want to put him any lower, and I didn't want to do the same thing with Porzingis, and I didn't want to make him honorable mentions at all because I don't think they should be anywhere close to 11 or 12. But I think 7's a really good fit for both of them because John Wall, yeah, he had a kind of a down year this year, but he could still, I mean, his shooting was still a little bit off, but that he just started working it inside after. He went back to the basics. If his shot's not working, go inside and you build your way out.
Exactly.
And he's still, 17.5 points a game?
Yep.
6-7 assists, a couple of rebounds. I mean, he still can affect the game.
Yep.
In a major way, you know. Yeah. Take him off those Wizards; they're a different team. Yeah. Put him on, and they're, you know, they're an 8 seed, 7 seed, you know, maybe possibly if
no, would they make this year like 7th?
Yeah, something like that. But if they can stay healthy, they could be like what, maybe a fifth?
Fifth, you know, fair. Fifth is fair in the East,
you know. Yeah. So Porzingis, obviously, I think he could take that team to the playoffs.
I agree with you. I think Wall could be even higher if he didn't have that.
If he could be any higher, but with the...
And if he could fix it.
He's so dominant inside for being a guard.
He's so dominant inside for being a guard. He's got a great mind for the low post. It's crazy. And not a lot of guards do that. I mean, you could probably think of maybe he like played center. Maybe he was a taller kid. Maybe he played center in high school or in JV or whatever.
Yeah.
Maybe that's where he gets it from. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Or maybe he just likes being down there and he kind of just developed his game there. I don't know. It's just crazy.
I think he deserves that for sure. I got him at number 7. I got Kevin Love.
Okay.
We obviously already were praising up Kevin Love too. I think I have him a little higher than what a lot of people would have him at. Mm-hmm. I think I'm obviously taking a lot into consideration how he was in Minnesota.
Yeah.
I think he was, if not quite superstar, he was bordering it.
He was a superstar on that team.
I don't know if he was a superstar.
If he wasn't, he was close. He was about as close as you can be without being.
He was a bona fide star, I think.
He was a star. I don't know about superstar. Bona fide superstar, I agree.
I feel like he could have kept going and getting even better. Now, I don't mean this to be a knock on LeBron, so if it comes out like that, I'm sorry. But I feel like him being kind of behind is almost like he's turned into more of like a third option player versus being a number one or a number two in Minnesota, you know. So, I don't know. I feel like being a third option is taken away from his statistical
That's why I had him a little credits. Low.
But I feel like he's still, and I can't wait to see him, honestly, this year lead out there in Cleveland.
I feel like they could still make the playoffs.
If he can still make the playoffs with him being the leader, that would be awesome.
You know, have a couple more role players around him.
No.
Him and Carl Sexton. I feel like
Carl.
Carlton, whatever.
Colin.
Colin is Colin?
Yeah, it's Colin Sexton.
I've been calling him Carl Sexton for this whole time.
Well, if Colin Sexton is as good as he can be.
My whole life is a lie.
No, I think Colin, if he gets better,
Colin and Kevin Love together.
I don't think.
Remember, the East is still not
great.
It's not great.
They can
still slip in there.
Man, you know, I love K Love. I love K Love. But I think, you know, you guys are talking about, you feel like his his skill set was kind of decreased by being a third option. I feel like that's where he belongs, is being a third option.
Really?
What showed me that was seeing him playing in the finals. He had great moments, but the moments where he was really supposed to come out and do something about in the position that the Cavs were in, I was like, this is ridiculous.
Right, but we gotta remember he had a concussion.
Exactly.
Dude, okay, I used to play football. I've had concussions. You're not right. You're not fully right for a good...
And I think
anybody
that normally watches Kevin Love and then was watching that series could tell he was not 100%.
That wasn't
he was not 100%.
You saw him in the finals against where they beat the Warriors, and he was a completely different player. And even the year before that, he was a completely different player in the finals. You know,
I don't feel like he was near as aggressive. He's not a super aggressive player in the first place, but he was definitely less than
he usually
is. And like, yeah, that wasn't 100% Kevin Love there.
Yeah,
that was.
I think we can all agree on that.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to
seeing.
I'm looking forward to seeing him this year.
We're gonna see. We're gonna see
how he does without.
They'll make the playoffs, I think, at least 7th or 8th.
Yeah.
If they add better role players,
if they get rid of JR.
Well, even if they don't add, if Sexton's really good, that could be a huge part in helping them make it too. I mean, look at what Mitchell, Tatum, and Ben Simmons
have. Yeah, if Colin does good, they can make second round.
Yeah.
But all right, so is there anything I go on to my seven?
Go ahead.
My seven is Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Seven.
What?
This is why I say this.
Whoa.
He's taking his team to the playoffs 2 years in a row, right? Mm-hmm. First round exits, but that's showing that they're gradually, the Bucks are gradually making progress with Giannis right there. Even with them getting rid of Jason Kidd, they still made it. And Giannis is slowly but surely. That was a very
weird firing, by the way. But anyway.
That was because Giannis loved him.
Yeah, coach. Very unexpected. Yeah.
Slowly but surely is starting to develop his game more. He's starting to shoot a lot more threes. You know, he's doing those fadeaways. He's got a really good mid-range at this point. So, I think,
that's so low.
I don't want to talk about Giannis right now because I have him higher. And so I don't want to talk about why I have him higher right now.
That's
because
so low, though.
If I start trying to beat his points, or I don't know about beat his points, but like...
I have him higher too. So let's
try
get
to talk
back
about
to
my
him.
Points. You know,
you don't have to put your points in, but you could try to rival my points.
And just if I want to try to rival my points, I'm gonna like rid of what I'm gonna say later.
I guess so.
I have him higher too. So we.
I like Giannis, but you know,
what's your main reason for having him at seven?
Yeah. I mean, it's first round. That's a lot of those things. It's shooting and getting put out in the first round. Okay. You said he's.
So you're saying Michael Jordan wasn't the best player in the East or in the NBA in 1985, 86, 87 regions because they were getting knocked out in the first round?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
That's funny that you guys say that. I was watching, you guys ever watch Open Court? It's like the NBA TV thing that they do. Yeah. They get a bunch of the legends. Isaiah Thomas, he was just saying he was like, in the 80s, Jordan was getting put out of the first round. And you know who was beating him? Us. So you guys want to talk about that he ruled over both of those eras. I would say otherwise. So I don't know. You got a legend that played against Jordan saying that. That's all I got to say.
This isn't a Jordan discussion.
This is Giannis.
And I'm not discrediting you either.
I'm not saying Giannis is Jordan. That's all I'm saying.
I see your point.
I'm just saying you can't use that first round to for me, I don't like to use that first round as a guide for everyone.
And for what Casey said, you know, he's young. Well, all right, he's been in the league for five, almost 6 years now. Donovan Mitchell, like you just said, you use that as an example. He took him in his first year.
Yeah.
So that's not a fair thing to say at all, that he's young.
I'll give it to him because that is, you know, losing in the first round of the playoffs is a big deal. I mean, and I understand your point. I still disagree.
Yeah, no,
but
for sure.
In having him that low. But I definitely see your point.
I see your point too. But
six.
I don't know about that low. Anyway, six. Victor Oladipo.
Nice.
Have him higher because he's Victor Oladipo.
I like it.
He's gonna be great this upcoming season.
I think this is gonna be his big breakout year. This year was already kinda like his coming up year. I think this year is going to be even bigger.
I love Victor Oladipo. I think we already talked about it, but I love Victor Oladipo.
Yep.
What's not to love? He's a great player. He's a very good basketball mind. He's got it right now.
There's no give up in him.
And he's going to fawn it until, you know, his end of day. I don't know. Yeah. He's going to be good. I like him.
I agree. My my number six is also one we already talked about quite a bit, John Wall. I think he deserves to be there. I don't think he's quite. I agree with what you said. I don't think he's quite at that top five. So about that six or seven range is about where he should be.
Yeah.
I don't think we need to cover too much more of him either because we definitely already covered quite a bit. So
my number six is John Wall.
Nice.
My number six is John Wall. He's actually like my favorite player. Who is Russell Westbrook. Of course, that's my... I think the best point guard is Chris Paul. But my favorite point guard would be Russ. My second favorite point guard would be John Wall. And then third would be CP. But let me just keep on going about John Wall. I love how he plays. Like Casey, and you already said Sebi, kind of went over him already a lot. But my strong points about him is just how flashy he is with what he does. And he's flashy. He's a great passer. There's people out there that try to be flashy. Yeah.
He's got handles out the ass.
And the thing with being flashy and having those handles is that he knows when to use them and where to use them. It's not about just doing
it. He's not just doing it just to do it. He's doing it to actually, you know, create space for himself or someone else.
You know,
because if your teammate's having trouble guarding someone, you're more likely to go help him, which leaves someone open for John Wall to get.
He's gonna find more assists. He's gonna find Bradley. He's gonna find Markieff. He's gonna find Kelly Oubre. You know, he's great at that.
Otto Porter, don't forget about him. I think he's better than Oubre. Easily.
I like Oubre.
There's a reason why Drake called Oubre a bum. I don't know if he's a bum, but he's not.
Did he call Kelly Oubre a bum?
He called Kelly Oubre a bum.
I thought it was Drake calling John Wall a bum. Mm-mm.
John Wall may look like a bum right now, but you saw that USA team photo. Yikes. But
All right, so that was my six.
Now we're into the top five.
Top five.
That's where it gets even interesting.
I don't know if you guys are gonna agree with me.
There's gonna be a lot of disagreements for top five.
No, you guys don't even have it on your list. I know this. Al Horford.
I got Al Horford.
You have Al Horford on your list.
I have Al on my list.
Al Horford.
Okay, I want to hear about this one because I don't have him on my list.
That's fine. That's cool. I knew this wasn't gonna be super popular. That leadership.
Yes.
Hold on. That Celtics team, as great as they are, but as young as they are, would not have made it that far without the veteran leadership of an Al Horford who's been there before.
100%.
Who's been there before. Who's played against LeBron before.
Many
times in the playoffs with the Hawks.
I do agree.
That's leadership, I know it has been. I mean, he can shoot threes. He can shoot the mid-range. He can go in. If we're just going to talk about his own skills, let's do that too. He can go inside. He can dominate down low. You need him to shoot a three, he's so wide
clutch.
Open.
He's so banging. Clutch.
Banging threes.
He's one of the most clutches players and like
right now,
and I think he's one of the most clutch centers.
Yeah. Too,
if not the number one clutch center out there. Yeah, I love Al.
I like Big Al.
I like that. I did not. That was one of them that I left out of the list. I like it.
Really?
I don't have him in my
list.
Hey, everyone has different tastes.
Yeah.
I felt like I was gonna get knocked for having Al Horford. I didn't know you had him on this list.
My only save for not having him in the list, I guess, is that I'm gonna try to use. Although now hearing your points, I honestly think he probably deserves to be in.
Yeah,
at least somewhere.
He's a great player.
And you make a great point.
I feel like he's definitely the leadership, top 10
for sure.
Without his leadership,
you can't deny. I mean, your bench leadership is different. You know, Marcus Morris, he can be a leader. Terry Rozier, he's been in the league for 3 years, but I mean, I don't really consider that a vet. I mean, you're still kind of developing your game.
Right. Give him three more years, then that's kind of a vet.
Al Horford is like, who was talking to Jason Tatum on the sideline? When he was guarding LeBron.
Yeah.
Al Horford. Big Al. Anyway, sorry. Yeah. Casey, go ahead.
Yeah, I can't. I agree. My number five is Vic.
Yeah.
Victor Oladipo.
I had him at five until I was like, Big Al.
Yeah. I think he deserves the top five spot.
Yeah. I
he's good. He was...
He did a lot for that Pacers team.
He was another one last year that really unexpectedly led his team to a playoff that nobody was seeing. And...
Last off season,
carried that team
really
on his back. I mean, who do they have that was that great? You know, it was him.
I mean, the only people that I can think of was Miles Turner, Thad Young,
Lance Stephenson.
I forget so often that Darren Collison was even on that team.
Oh yeah, he's a good point guard. He's been around the league though.
Yeah,
he's a good point guard though.
Yeah. I just found out the other day that he was on the Clippers. I was like, is that Darren Collison? I was like, that's so weird.
Yeah,
but I definitely majorly think that he deserves a top five spot.
Right. I believe that too. Yeah,
I think he's
going to
deserve it even more after this next year. So,
hey, if his trainer's right and he's a million LeBron and he can carry his team like LeBron can, there's no.
I wouldn't be surprised if they made the Eastern Conference Finals.
Me neither. That would be a hot take that I would easily support.
Yeah, wouldn't be surprising whatsoever. But my number
I don't even think that's a hot take. That's kind of like a lukewarm take because that's
it's exciting though. It'd be exciting.
It is exciting, but I think that's like. that can happen very, very realistic.
It's very realistic. Yeah. But I feel like when you think about something realistic, like the Warriors going to the finals again, it's like, it's the Warriors. But then you think about Vic, like, I'm excited to see this. I really think it might happen, but it's like, I still want to see Vic in that mode. Because seeing him first round, it was like, okay, he's really going at it. This is only the first round. Imagine if he would have went farther. Yeah.
I'd like to see them maybe at the trade deadline or something, picking up another piece or something.
I don't even know about the trade deadline, man. You build up so much chemistry with your team. If you're going to make a move like that for another star or for even a role player, you do that now. So, yeah, you can develop chemistry, go through training camp together, you know?
Vic could do it, though. I don't think it matters who and when someone
out. I know. Vic can make it work. When you throw a monkey wrench in there, it can mess it up a little bit.
Yeah. Carmelo.
Even though, that was even a trade that was made before the season. Even though that happened, it still messed something up.
I still love you, Carmelo.
Yeah, I still love you, Melo. Nuggets Melo back in 2011 against the Lakers when he's tapping Kobe's head playing defense like that. I loved that. That was a really physical series that I love watching over and over.
Alrighty, so my five is Joel Embiid. I don't think he would have been in last season. Why are you guys giving me this look?
Because I have my four.
I have the same. I'm not gonna lie, I'm higher.
But 5-4, I mean, that's not... Top 5?
I felt like I should have been, like, killed or something when you guys were looking at me.
No, I was just looking because I was surprised that... And now I'm extra surprised that you got him...
We got him really close to each other.
My number 5, I don't think he would have been like that. A lot of what will do it for me, like I've already said, is if they don't make it past the first round and if they can't shoot. If you're a star... I feel like that hurts your team immensely. But that's what he added to his game. He can shoot the three. He's a great mid-range. And he attacks the basket very hard. We saw a couple of those dunks. He dunked on Westbrook.
I feel like we can talk about four, even though because we have it right now, too.
Yeah. I might as well.
Yeah. Slip right in. The only reason why... Okay, at first, when I was first writing on my list, I had him three. Mm. Then I switched him to two, but then I brought him down to four when I thought of one thing. His minutes restrictions.
Yeah.
Remember, he's been hurt a couple times, so they're restricting his minutes.
And that injury-prone thing is huge.
It is. It is huge, especially when we're talking about the Philadelphia 76ers. Yeah.
When it comes to when you need your player most and...
You can't play him. And you're breaking the minutes down so that he's at the right times where you actually need him. That's not...
He made the most of those minutes, though.
But I know.
Yeah, he did. Don't get me wrong.
We're not knocking him at all. I just want to see him get more minutes because then we can see more Joel Embiid, then we can see more of his impact.
Which I'm hoping that's what we're going to see this year.
Joel's
another one that...
It's not really a knock on him, it's a knock on the 76ers, but at the same time, like you have to consider that when considering Joel Embiid.
Imagine how much of a testament that is to Joel, though. Yeah. Is that he makes that impact with the restricted minutes. Like you're saying, give him more. Imagine how much bigger of a...
Yeah, that's what I want to see. I want to see him jump up to two. Maybe even one.
Yeah.
Why not? It's Joel Embiid.
Vic and Joel, I think, are my two of the guys that I'm the most excited to watch.
I'm really excited about those two guys.
Both of them.
Yeah.
Joel's already been saying he's wanting to put up an MVP year this year. I could see him doing it.
All right, so you hit four now.
Yeah, because that's obviously...
Yeah, you guys went... You guys
two birds. Four.
So my number four is Al. You know, once again, with what you've said.
I like Al.
I feel really bad that I left him out.
I can tell you right now, I always trade for him. That's like my first trade in 2K. Yeah.
Really?
Al Horford. Good for morale.
Yeah, I mean, he was a great vet. I don't think they would... I don't think the Celtics team this year would have made it that far without him. There's a lot of times where, like I was talking about that clutch gene in him, that saved them a lot going against the 76ers. The 76ers weren't a hugely hard team to go against, but they gave a really good fight. There was a couple of times where it was a close game, and there was at least two or three different occasions where if Al wasn't there, I think that it's realistic to think that the Celtics might have lost.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
But that's also could be realistic for them to get one. Yeah. Anyway, sorry. So I guess I'll go to three. Embiid.
Joel Embiid.
Wasn't he your number four?
He was my number four. I'm sorry, I just read the list. Kyrie. Kyrie is my three.
Number three?
Whoops.
Respect.
I love Kyrie Irving. I am in love with him. He is... I love Kyrie Irving.
He's one of my favorite players.
Exciting to watch. Clutch. Leadership. He can pass. He's good leadership. I mean, who's really coaching Terry Rozier on what really to do, especially when you're playing against the LeBron, the LeBronites? Because I don't call them the LeBronites.
Here's the thing. I think of all the players in the NBA right now, the closest player to having a similar mentality to Kobe Bryant when he played is Kyrie Irving.
For sure, yeah. Kyrie.
He's the closest
one. A couple of days ago, Allen Iverson said in an interview that the only two players that he thinks that couldn't like match their handles, Kyrie and Steph.
Hmm. He said that?
He said that.
That's crazy.
He said that they have better handles than him. He said I couldn't handle them.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
He wasn't all that much of a good defensive player.
A lot of the older fans always are trying to convince
him that AI
is better than Kyrie.
Right.
So, that's...
I love Kyrie Irving. I mean, he's clutch.
He's as clutch.
He's a killer, man. He's a killer.
That's what I mean by he's got that Mamba mentality.
Yeah, dude.
And he's one of the only players right now.
He can pass. He can create space. He can... Don't even get me started. This will be a whole podcast.
That's why I think he wanted his own team. Because now he's showing that more than ever.
And I like the way he left. He asked for a trade. He didn't just like leave him free agency. He was like, here, listen, you can get stuff for me.
Yeah.
You know?
Even though that wasn't some good
even
stuff.
Though even though it didn't pan out. But, yeah. I mean, at least it's a thought that counts, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They should have kept Jay. They should have kept Jay Crowder. I like him.
I like Celtics Jay Crowder too, but now that team is a little crowded.
Have you ever seen the video?
There was always one bad pun in this podcast.
Have you guys ever seen the video of the guy he's getting like his wisdom tooth taken out, and then he's talking about, he's like, I love Jay Crowder, man, but he sucked on the Cavs.
Oh, yeah, the Utah Jazz fan.
Yeah,
he's like, come on.
Well, now he's on the Jazz.
And he was talking about Derrick Rose.
Yeah,
he did good on the Jazz.
He did pretty good.
Yeah, he did all right. Jay Crowder is a pretty underrated player. He don't get talked about.
He's very good defensively.
Yep. And
he can shoot,
and
too.
He can also score. He can score.
Yeah, man.
My number three, Giannis.
Giannis.
I had to save myself
Giannis.
There, but I didn't.
Antetokounmpo.
Giannis is
I had a hard time saying Antetokounmpo for a while.
I love saying it though. Antetokounmpo.
Yeah,
it's fun. It's a fun last name.
But yeah, he was showing a lot, especially towards the beginning of the year. He did definitely teeter just a little bit towards the end. He wasn't quite as flashy or whatever, but he was showing a level of dominance that was insane in the beginning of the year.
Insane.
Every game putting up 35.
Jumped over Tim Hardaway,
plus.
Bro.
He was playing unbelievable. And, I mean, I don't know. He's another one. I cannot wait to see him this year.
And I wait.
Did you catch that, though?
To see him again.
When he jumped over Hardaway?
Oh, yeah.
That was insane.
I watched all his dunks.
That's insane.
All his insane plays. Because there were so many. He's such a fun player to watch. And... I enjoy watching him. It gives the Bucks something to actually
look forward to.
Yeah. Bucks fans have something.
They
cool
lost Parker though. That was bad.
That is a bad loss.
That is a bad loss. But I feel like they can still recover from it.
Oh yeah, they still have.
I feel like Jabari and Giannis should have been the duo to take that team into the future. I'm sad that
now Jabari's on my Bulls.
Yeah.
Chicago.
I'm excited for the Bulls.
Lori's
gonna do good.
They're gonna have a good year. They're another team. They're another sleeper team that
I think. Power forward.
He's a power forward. Jabari's a power forward too.
Small forward. He's a small forward. Power forward.
I would love to see.
But he played power forward on the Bucks.
Yeah, because you have Giannis playing small forward.
Yeah,
Love to see Bulls slip in.
In the playoffs. They could, depending on how well the young guys do.
I think so too. If all those guys perform to what their max is, they should
don't
be able to perform
this year. Don't
even get
me started. This is a whole other podcast.
Yeah. Yeah.
We've talked for a good 45 minutes in
exactly.
the car ride just on the Bulls.
Exactly.
So, my number three is Kevin Love.
Number three?
Wow.
Number three.
Okay.
In the East. He's
okay.
a champ.
I know we talked
first
about him a lot, but I need to hear why.
First and
I like
foremost,
this.
He's a champ.
I like this stuff.
Yeah. First and foremost, he's a champ. That's what really sets it over. Huh?
That's big.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing to me is that he's a champion. There's a bunch of great guys, a bunch of great clutch guys. As far as big men goes, Al and Joel. They can do it, but you know who's really going to get it done is Kevin Love. Like you guys were saying, when it's time for him to get it done, he will. And he's going to do it to the best of his abilities, and he did it to the absolute max to the point where he got himself a championship. So, you know, what else can you say?
Yeah.
He's a champion. I agree. That's what sets him over.
I like it.
I like that.
I like it a lot.
I think he does have leadership too. He's a vet.
Yeah.
And he's going to be able to get that team until at least 7th, 6th, or 8th.
Yeah. I feel like now without LeBron, he's going to be forced into even more of a leadership role.
You know what would be like my dream scenario for the finals? Lakers, Cavs. I would love to see that.
Oh, dang.
Who wouldn't?
If the Cavs win,
Dan Gilbert would be over the moon.
Oh my God.
Dan Gilbert would be over the moon. Remember when he's like, we don't need LeBron, even though, I mean, like, he still hadn't made his decision yet to leave to the Lakers. Like, yeah, we won't need LeBron, don't worry. You're still trying to, like, bring him back.
Right.
Why would you say that? I don't know. I would hate to play for an owner like that.
Dan Gilbert's never been one of
your number two?
My number two? Kawhi Leonard.
Number two.
I'm excited to see who your number one is.
I already know who your number one is.
We've talked about him before.
I already know who your number one is now, so.
But, anyway, that's beside the point.
I don't know who's number one.
Kawhi Leonard.
So, I guess my biggest thing I want to know is why do you have him at number two?
Even though he didn't play. I mean, I think he played, like, what, 6 games?
Something like that. Eight games, whatever. Not very many.
He's still the second best player in the East.
Best two-way player.
He's still a top five player, in my opinion. But for right now, just from seeing what we can see right now, I think he's number two. He can obviously jump to that number one spot because he's Kawhi Leonard. As long as he plays, that's my thing.
Right.
The only knock on him for me really is just his attitude.
I agree.
You never really saw anything of an attitude. You never even knew he could actually talk.
yeah.
At all.
I thought it was a mute.
Yeah. Why not? I mean, but honestly, I love Kawhi. I always have because he can shoot. He can shoot wherever. He can take it inside. He can be physical with you. He can post you.
Oh my gosh, his post game is so good.
I like how good of a defensive player he is without losing offense.
I was about to get to that. Yeah. The claw, man. It's a real thing. The claw in this scenario is not one of those claws that always misses the teddy bear. It's always getting that teddy bear no matter what. That teddy bear is his. He gets steals out the ass.
Yep.
And he gets blocks too.
Yep.
I mean, he's 6'7", but he can jump, and he's got that hand that has like a 70-inch wingspan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just his hand. It's crazy. That's I love insane. Kawhi, but for me, I just want to see him.
So not quite number one, though.
Yeah, just because I haven't seen him in a while.
But he can take that. He can take that spot. The number one.
He can take that. There's no doubt in my mind that he can just jump over my number one right now. Easily. Because that's the player that he is.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, unfortunately, but I think the Raptors can go a little farther with him. But that's beside the point.
Your number two,
Case? My number two is Kyrie Irving. I gotta have him up there. He's easily top three.
Yes.
I think that should not even be debatable in the East right now.
Yeah.
His leadership, he showed how much value his leadership was there. Even when he wasn't playing.
His leadership was huge. He's obviously helping.
For that team.
Exactly. He's still helping.
Even when he wasn't able to play with the injury. And, like, I know he struggled with a couple injuries in his career now, but it's not like he's super injury prone or anything. This is a freak accident, though.
It's a freak accident that it was a knee infection.
Exactly.
He could have kept on playing, though. He could have kept on playing, but they didn't want him to. So.
Yeah.
That's smart by the organization.
Oh, though. Very smart, because they want to
keep
the whole thing.
They want to keep him around. But I don't know if he's going to stay around for that long.
Yeah.
You know.
But I love him, though, man. I can't help but he's one of my favorite players playing right now. His, like I said, the biggest thing is Kobe was my favorite player growing up, and he's the closest thing I've seen to Kobe Bryant.
I can agree with that.
My number two. So, my number two is Kyrie.
Okay.
why I say Kyrie is I think you want to talk about the players that they got, the role players that they got on the team. A bunch of them are just the young guys. I don't think there is a scary Terry if there isn't a Kyrie. I don't think that team has the confidence that they do have if there is no Kyrie.
Yeah.
Oh no, no, definitely.
You know what I mean? Because they went into they went into the playoffs with just the mentality of like, or you could just see. You want to talk about body language? Like you see all them, like they're ready to go.
Body language is a thing that I like to watch when I watch basketball.
Yep.
Because you can tell, you can have a win or loss at the beginning of the game without even playing just from your body language.
Yeah. The other big thing with Kyrie too is that I think a lot of people were doubting him when he left Cleveland, like doubting the move, and he completely proved him wrong.
Yeah.
That he can fill that leadership role and he did it amazingly.
Yeah.
And I kind of agree with Sebi that Boston very well likely might just be a stepping stone for him, but we'll see.
I would hope not. I hope he stays there.
Okay. I love the idea of him staying there, but I also love the idea of him, of what people are saying, of him going to New York and partnering with Jimmy Butler and
I've always liked the Knicks, so I would love to see.
If the Knicks are good, the NBA is good. It's good for the NBA.
I think if
Colin Cowherd said that, and I completely agree with him on that.
I think if Kyrie leaves the Celtics, though, I think the Celtics become a second round team. That's what I think. Even though they made it.
Mm-hmm. Without him, yeah. Don't knock Al Horford's leadership, but Kyrie's leadership.
He is
leadership.
Getting a little bit older too, though.
Yeah.
That's the other thing.
A lot of things play into.
I feel like he'd be a good like assistant coach. Yeah, Al Horford.
I agree.
Intimidating. Sure. If not a coach, maybe. Coach. In,
yeah.
Yeah.
Do them burpees.
Someone messes up a play, you're just looking right at Al with his big old ears.
His big ass ears. Yeah.
Right. Shout out Al. We've said so many shout outs to Al.
Al's gonna be my number one.
Al is getting more love in this podcast than like his entire career.
Al is my number one now.
Yeah, but Kai, man. Kai, he brought that confidence. A lot of the guys, a lot of the young guys on that team wouldn't be what they are without him.
Yeah.
So
I agree with that.
And you know what? Let me just say one more thing with Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown was consistent this year. Without Kyrie, I don't think he would have. I really think it's realistic for his playing style to have come down without Kai. Because he was good with IT, but he needed someone like Kyrie to take it up a notch.
Yeah, 100%.
So,
you're number one.
You know it. I know it. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Knew it.
Ooh.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
I don't agree.
Well, obviously, you have him at seven.
I don't agree. I know you don't agree.
I don't agree.
But I love the guy. I love his spirit. I mean, he's a great talent. I'm going to say it. I think that he could be, like, honestly, like, a mixture of LeBron and, like...
KD?
KD, yeah.
There you go.
He's a mixture of that if he continues to develop his three game. Because, like... If he just keeps getting bulkier, because you see him getting bigger every year.
He's getting
bigger every year. He's going to be that freak athlete. A 6'11 LeBron?
He's insane this year.
He showed his strength this year. We all knew he was strong. We all knew that he could take it in there. If there's 100 guys pulling him back, he'll still make it.
You're right.
This year, though, he was going off.
Okay, really my thing is, have you ever seen him take off from the free throw line mid-game and hit the dunk? Like, are you kidding me? And he's just, like, staying in the air, just like, wait, I had to come down? Oh, I'm sorry.
So
might as well.
He's like, I could just keep on going.
Lift off, you know?
Yeah.
Like, Giannis can get it. Like, he's a great player. I know his playoffs, you know, haven't been there.
It's the people around him.
I feel like obviously
get rid of Bledsoe.
I didn't like that move, to be honest.
I never liked it because I like Bledsoe. But what I didn't like is his defense.
Yeah.
You remember when he got crossed up by Terry Rozier and then he just watched him?
Yep.
That was ridiculous. I was like, what do you do? At least try to contest him. Run at him instead of just staring at him like this.
Harden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. No, but yeah. I love Giannis. I mean, he's a clear, you know, top three guy. And I think right now he's number one. I feel like he's the best player for sure in the East. Mm. That's my thing. Mm. He's the best in the East. No question to me. Mm. And the only guy who can knock him down from there right now, or the only two guys, I think Kyrie could do it too, is Kyrie, if he plays a full year, and Kawhi. Those are the only two people right now who could probably take that
Which spot. Which is what I have in front
of him. That reminds me of, yeah. You know that video where, like, they're talking about, the dude was talking about free agency, all the teams in free agency, like, the fans' reactions. Yeah. I remember at one point, the Celtics fans, they're like, all we gotta worry about is the Raptors, and the Raptors are like, all we gotta worry about is the Celtics. But those two right there are like, when they made that move for Kawhi, it's now it's like that's the two that they got to worry about.
I like that though. I like
those,
that.
Those are the juggernauts. Yeah.
Getting another rivalry, and don't forget about the Sixers. That's a juggernaut in itself.
They're still there.
Because yeah, they're the still Sixers, there. The Sixers have great role players.
They lost two though.
There. I know.
Ilyasova and Bellinelli.
But they didn't. You know who they didn't lose? Dario Saric.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's a big. That's a guy you need on that team.
Yeah.
I agree.
A guy who can shoot mid range. Three, and he can post up too. Anyway,
yeah, I think Giannis has the potential to be a number one too, but I don't have him quite there too yet. Just a lot of what, like Lee said, I just want to kind of see him get the accomplishments.
I want to see him get more accomplishments so he can stay at one.
I wouldn't be surprised if he wins MVP this season.
Me neither.
I thought he was going to win it this year.
I did too.
At the beginning of the year, I was like, oh, this dude's winning MVP.
I feel like if he would have gotten more in the playoffs, he would have.
Yeah.
All right, my number one's Kawhi.
Why not?
You can't go wrong with having
Kawhi there. Not?
Exactly.
Two bad puns. More than usual.
Last week we had one, and then the week before that too. It's terrible.
Always got to get some in there.
Looks like that's going to be our new theme.
Bad puns.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's pretty obvious why. He's a top five player when healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, who else, you know... Just he's a champion as well. That's a huge thing for me.
I like to see pedigree.
Yeah.
So he's got the accomplishments to go with it. I do agree with what Sebi has said that he does have that attitude problem. He needs to fix that because he's gonna have to fix
your attitude mentality sticks.
If you really want to do much. But I'm looking forward to seeing him in Toronto. Yeah. I want to see what he can do outside of the Spurs system because the Spurs system is a good system. So
obviously.
Yeah, it'll be very interesting to see how he does. Great, insanely great two-way player. His defense, to be as good at defense as he is and still be as good at offense as he is insane.
Yeah.
And that's where, like, Draymond gets a ton of credit for his defense. Kawhi doesn't because people are focusing on his offense. You realize how insanely tough that is to be that good on the defensive end and then still that good on the offensive end. That's insane. That's
crazy.
That's why I think he got robbed of the defensive player of the year.
So many years.
All the time because, like, to be able to do that defensively and still not sacrifice offensively because it's taken that much effort and that much, you know.
Yeah.
It's insane, and I feel like he's the best player in the league at the moment of doing that.
Yeah.
For sure.
So my number one is also Kawhi. We've said it for a bunch of players, or at least two before this, but that, like you just said, Sebi, a championship pedigree. It's always going to take someone up, not for me. And he makes everyone else better around him. Like you just said, Case, he has that balance of offense and defense, and he uses it so well. He can take a team where it's a bunch of old guys and maybe one good role player back in 2017 playoffs. Jonathan Simmons was great.
Yeah. Okay, good.
He was great.
There's a reason why he got, like, traded or released after that year.
They tried to re-sign him. They tried to re-sign him.
Right.
He left for the Magic for more money. But the Spurs tried to keep him.
Didn't try hard enough for a reason.
But they tried. It's the thought. You guys were just saying that it's the thought that counts.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So they're going to offer him like...
You can't say that sarcastically after just saying earlier that with such years. Passion that the thought counts.
You're using his words against him. Nice.
Huh?
You're using his words against
him. I like that.
Well done.
But, Kawhi, man, like, the Raptors can be really good. The Raptors can be really good. I hate you guys, by the way. The Raptors can be really good. But he needs to know how to take care of this Raptors team. He knew what to do with the Spurs because that's the team that he won a championship with. But
I agree.
I'm looking forward to it. I hope they keep Lowry, and I hope they do great. I don't know how well they're going to go against the other juggernauts in the East. But
yeah. So that's about all the time we got for today. Man, it's been a pleasure doing it. And we really appreciate Sebi coming on as a guest. Thank
you,
once Seth. Again,
I really do appreciate you guys having me.
Really. I hope you enjoyed it.
It's been fun.
Once again, we are sponsored by Legends Way now. Go hit them up on Facebook. Just look up Legends Way NBA. You'll see them there. Thanks again for listening. Have a great weekend.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.